The team getting a bit of flack, which might be surprising to some. Do you hear it? Do you understand it? How do you feel about it?
I suppose it's understandable. We've not played as well as we can do recently. You know, we've been a bit inconsistent, but I think that's the league. You know, we're second in the league, and we believe we should be higher. But we're all pulling in the right direction to try and improve the little areas where we've maybe conceded little goals and maybe not scored as many as we should do. But, you know, the grand scheme of things, we're second in the league, and, you know, that can only be a positive.
Do you think you've become victims of your own success almost? Because the start you had was phenomenal, wasn't it? And when results don't go for you, expectations aren't met, therefore you get the grief then.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. You know, I think the point tally that we've got at the minute, if we'd have got those points a little bit more spread out instead of getting 21 of the points in the first seven games, you'd have to say we've had a pretty decent start to the season and we're in a good position to press on over the Christmas period and then into the new year. So, you know, you get nothing in January, February, December, it's May, you know, and we need to be up there come May. And I'm sure if we work on the little problems we've been having in terms of defending and scoring goals, we're going to be up there come the end of the season.
Are those the issues then? And do you see them as big problems or ones that can be rectified quite easily?
No, they're not big problems. You know, I think in the last couple of games down at Newport, we conceded goals at wrong times. It's as simple as that. We did it on Saturday against Southend. Went 1-0 up. You've got to shut up, but defend better than we did. To concede 5 minutes after we scored is criminal, really. And at Newport, to concede early on, the first 5 minutes, that's what they do. You know, they press you for the first 20, and then if you keep them 0-0, the stats show you go on and win the game. So it's just little things like that, which we work on every day. And you know, the good thing is we've got a game Tuesday to bounce back.
Do teams suss you out as well?
Yeah, that's football. You know, teams will watch videos of us just like we watch videos of them, and they know what they think they need to do to win the games, just as we know what we think we need to do to win games, and we've got to find ways of overcoming that, and I'm sure we will.
This squad is still good enough though, isn't it? Because nothing's really changed. It's the same group as what started the season, so presumably you have full belief in what you can do this year.
Oh, definitely. The squad's plenty good enough, but I've stood here with you a few times in the past few seasons and said that about squads that I've been in. So the proof's in the pudding. You know, we need to. I wouldn't say start winning games because we've been winning games. We won two before in the league before we got beat in Newport. So we just need to keep doing what we're doing, make little improvements. The squad's definitely good enough, but we've just got to prove that.
Is it something that you've chatted about? Have you chatted it through at length in terms of what you need to do?
We're always talking. You know, it's a progressive club. The manager and the staff are progressive. We're always looking to the next game and how we can improve, and whether that be on the defensive side or the attacking side or midfielders or anything like that, we're always looking to see where we can improve. And it's a strange one. Teams aren't going to lay down and lose, no matter how good your players are. They come here to win games and they come here to get points, so it's difficult. And you know, the amount of points we've got at the minute, I'd say is a good return from the games we've had. It's not been perfect recently, but like I said before, we're in a good position to press on after Christmas.
Now, this JP Trophy game, if this was in one of the earlier rounds, it might be viewed as a chance to work on one or two things, but this is serious now, isn't it? This is really serious, your three games from Wembley.
It is, and it's a brilliant competition to be involved in, you know. It probably provided me my best moment of my career, playing at Wembley in front of, I think there was 50,000 there, you know, getting a win. It's a big day out, and it's good for the club, it's good for the fans to get a day out down at Wembley again, and winning only breeds winning. So if we can go there on Tuesday and maybe get a win, it's only going to breed confidence for Plymouth on Saturday.
How much have you relived that experience at Wembley?
I watched the game fully for the first time in the summer, because I never watched it, because obviously it was a disappointing season, we got relegated, so it was bittersweet really. But I watched it, and you know, it was a good occasion, and I enjoyed it more this time than the first time I played at Wembley, because I took in the occasion and things like that. So it was a good day, and I can only speak to the lads in there and tell them what a day out it is, and that's something we need to look to and try and achieve.
So to appear three times at Wembley, potentially for you, still young as well, what an achievement that is. Some never go once.
Yeah, after the first time I never thought I'd play there again. So to get there in the Johnson's paint, yeah, it was nice. And I suppose that's the good thing about the Johnson's paint is that it gives lower league players the opportunity to play at Wembley. And you know, we'll be doing all we can to get there again, definitely.
I was talking to Drew Talbot earlier. Potentially, if results go for you and go elsewhere, you might face Rotherham in the area final. I mean, that'd be great for the competition, wouldn't it?
No, that'd be brilliant. That'd be fantastic. You know, I'm sure there'd be two full houses.
Mm.
You know, two brand new stadiums, two clubs going in the right direction. Especially Rotherham, you know, they got the promotion last season and they're doing well in League One. So yeah, I think that's what everyone wants, and I'm sure all the players want it as well.
But you've got to get beyond Oldham first, going very well. I think they're beaten in 8 games. What are you expecting to get from them? And might being underdogs help you this time?
Well, I'm not so sure we'd be underdogs. I mean, they're a good footballing team.
Mm.
Lee Johnson. Yeah, he was on loan with us a couple of seasons back, and you know, just from speaking to him, I know his philosophy on the game and how he likes his teams to play. So it's going to be a good footballing game. They're going to, obviously, the league above, they're going to think they're favourites, but we'll go there with plenty of confidence.
And the game there last time, of course, it's funny how things work. It was Jack Lester's goal, wasn't it, that got you to Wembley?
Yeah, yeah, that was another good occasion for the club and for me personally. You know, it was under a bit of pressure that game, and yeah, Jack popped up, I think it was in the 86th minute, with a little tap in to make it 3-1, which was brilliant. You know, and they're the sort of moments that you remember at the end of your career. You know, to go to an away ground like Oldham, they was expected to beat us, and to do that, yeah, we can only take positives from it.
Goes without saying, though, I guess you'd sacrifice this for promotion, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, 100%. That's a priority. We said that from day one. You know, this club needs to get out of the league, and like I said to you before, the players we've got here now need to step up to the plate and get this club into League One.
Just finally on you, how hard are you being pushed? We know about young Aaron Chapman, the manager. Obviously, he's keen for him to get some experience elsewhere. How hard are you being pushed at the moment for your position?
It's difficult, but I've always pushed myself personally, you know. And I think this season with Aaron coming in, is a big lad, you know. And he makes saves in training. You think he's 6'8" and he's tipping balls around the post. So automatically, I think, well, what can I do to improve my game? You know, obviously I'm not 6'8", so I need to be a little bit quicker, a little bit sharper. I've been in the gym a lot more this season, and I've worked on my game in other areas as well. So like, I'm always trying to improve. I spoke to Jack at the end of last season, and the advice he gave me was, it's a short career, so you need to do everything you can to get the maximum out of your career. And I suppose that's something I've only realised in the last 2 or 3 seasons, that it is a short career. And before I know it, I'll be retiring, so I need to squeeze every little bit of potential I can out of my own game.
That self-motivation then is important, isn't it?
It is important, yeah. And I'm sure if you ask the gaffer, he'd say that's probably something that's gone out of the game a little bit. You know, and I think as you do get older, you start to realise what an opportunity you do have playing football every day. You know, and like I said, you need to do everything you can to get the maximum out of yourself to progress.